Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Lentz. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pepe Manjul. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tug McGraw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tug McGraw. And now, play ball. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Milner reaches second base with a double. Harrelson scores. Jones goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milner moves to third. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck takes first base on ball four. Garrett moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Mets. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Pepe Manjul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manjul hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote takes first base on ball four. Manghul moves to second. Ron Woods pinch hits for Ernie McAnally. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a pop-up towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 1 in the game. Lentz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. Manghul scores. Foote moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Don Carruthers now pitching. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Carruthers covering, for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manghul hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schneck for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hahn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carruthers hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Foley reaches second base with a double. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McGraw strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carruthers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foote hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carruthers is 0-for-1 in the game. Carruthers strikes out. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schneck hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-2 in the game. Hahn hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Foley hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tony Scott now playing right field. Pepe Manguel now playing left field. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Martinez pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson bunts towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to second. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-3 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into right field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manguel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manguel. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Manguel steals second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foote strikes out. Two outs. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carruthers is 0-for-2 in the game. Carruthers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manguel scores. Parrish moves to third. It's 5-3, Expos. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lentz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Carruthers moves to second. It's 6-3, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Foley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milner moves to second. Dale Murray now pitching. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milner moves to third. Garrett moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milner tags and scores. One out. It's 6-4, Expos. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Don Hahn. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz misplays the ball. That's an error on Lentz. Garrett moves to third. Schneck moves to second. Brock Pemberton pinch hits for Bob Apodaca. Brock Pemberton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pemberton strikes out. Two outs. Benny Ayala pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.